Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Let me state the obvious here. These are the prime shopping days. Probably this weekend. Like next weekend, you're in a panic. But if you do the seasons right, you know, probably this weekend, you're going to head out at some point. You're going to start getting presents for Christmas, right? So let's have an open discussion here. 404-741-Q100. What really is a present and what is not a present?
Thank you.
Okay? You want to start? Because there are some people, like my wife, she just wants to open something. She just enjoys the tradition and the just loves opening packages. Like I could put spoons, just one spoon. But she loves just... a spoon you shouldn't have. But there are some things that constitute a real present, a legitimate present. Uh-huh. And some things are just in the stocking or under the tree just for taking up space. And I think we need to define what is a present and what is not a present.
Okay.
And I think, and I know people are going to get mad at me because this is, you know, a grandmotherly thing. But among other things, my grandmother would give, well, the ones I remember, like after I moved out of the house, would give a small little box, and in it would be non-gift gifts.
But those are grandmothers get immunity for that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yes, what's a non-gift gift? What are you even talking about?
Dryer sheets.
That's not a gift.
That's hilarious.
That's not okay. A gift.
That's awesome. Like,
I don't care how old you are, Melissa. I don't care how old you are.
I know.
A dryer sheet. If I might,
you gotta choose your battles, and I'm not gonna battle grandma.
Okay, well, take grandma out of it because the tradition has been continued. Like, and they're like, we will get a box for whatever reason. And what time is it? Okay, they're not listening. For whatever reason, my parents, if you mention it one time that you like something or they even see you like eat something or whatever, they get this weird thing in their mind that that's like your favorite food, right? Mm-hmm. So every year we will get a gift wrapped bag of Oreo double stuffed cookies.
Because at some point you said one was good.
We must have had them. Like,
a gift.
Here's where I disagree with you. That is a gift.
No, it's not.
It is a gift.
Here's my line of delineation, my definition. See, that gift right there came from a place of love.
Yeah.
The ones that are just random and can be given to anybody and they're just filler ones, like coasters. Or
that is a filler one.
That's a filler one, but not the Oreo one. There's a connection. They think you love that food, so that's a legitimate gift.
But it's not like there's no challenge to it. Guess what? If I really was a huge double stuff fan, just go to Kroger and buy them.
They're special, and they think they're special.
Homemade. Right. You know what there's they something. Need? If they gift wrap to me homemade cookies, bring it. Then now you're talking. Now you're telling a tale. But if they bought something with a 2-for-1 coupon and they kept one and gave me the other one, not a gift. NAG.
Lauren, what goes on the not a gift list?
One of those tin containers with the popcorn in it. I mean, what is that?
I love that.
No way. That's crap. She's right.
Cheese is the best.
They take up space. They are a nightmare.
That's not a real gift.
It depends.
The cheese popcorn is so yummy.
It depends on who's giving it to me. If it's somebody that doesn't know me and they don't know what to get me and they got me the tin of popcorn, I mean, it's a sweet gesture.
It's a business
sweet gesture.
Gift.
Yes. But if it's my sister, then I'm mad.
Right. Yeah. You know? Unless at one point or another you have told her how much you love cheddar popcorn. Then if you get a tin filled with cheddar popcorn, it's legit.
Right.
But if it's random, like Jen said, that's a business associate gift.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a family gift. Not legit. Hey, Heather, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was listening to Jeff, and I have to agree. My grandmother would always give us a box of chocolate-covered cherries. And I hate chocolate-covered cherries.
Oh, but she thinks you love them.
That happened to my aunt for years. One year, somebody gave that to my aunt, my mom's younger sister, And so, she, you know, overreacted just to be polite to the gift. She got him for like 10 years straight.
Yeah,
and then one
happen.
Year she just broke down crying on Christmas and was like, I have to confess to y'all something.
Over the cherries?
She's like, I don't like these at all. They're horrible and I am upset every year you get them for me.
Underwear for your men is not a legitimate present unless it's something that you really dig. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're, if you're getting
boxer
the underwear
shorts.
For a guy that is going to turn around in a present later on in the night for him, you know what I'm saying? That's
well,
legit.
What about that
but
crap?
Daily underwear, that's not a present.
Well, guys only get underwear twice a year, your birthday and Christmas, so we got to buy it for you.
I buy my own underwear.
Indeed.
Some guys don't.
What if you got as a gift that underwear from that catalog Jen Hobby had with the fake package in it? Your wife.
Oh, yeah.
You're not allowed to give that to your husband or your boyfriend.
or your
that's a deal breaker right there.
Or your grandson.
Whatever.
Ew, dude.
She's just trying to help you out.
Good morning. I got that when I was 10.
Hey, Mary, you're on Q100.
Hey.
Hi.
All right, kitchen gadgets are not gifts.
What?
Kitchen gadgets.
Okay.
Kitchen gadgets. Okay, so like, for example, I don't cook. If my husband wants to eat, he does the cooking. Otherwise, I call in for pizza or order takeout or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the kind of like the family joke that I don't cook. So I started getting like kitchen gadgets, and my mother-in-law got me a can opener. So kitchen gadgets are not gifts whatsoever.
They are gifts, though, for kitchen people.
Mm-hmm.
But not yet.
Well, I would love that. I mean, I would love kitchen gadgets and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
I think this falls under the whole, if it's generic and it can go to anybody, it's not a gift. But if you told me that you're a real kitchen person, then it's a legit gift.
Right.
Good morning, Steven.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Great.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. Used items are not Christmas gifts.
Like what?
You know how everybody has that crazy relative? Well, mine's my aunt. She took a movie, and instead of wrap, you know, she had already used it, so she took Saran wrap and tried to wrap it back up.
That's
and
weird.
Make it seem like that's it was fun. A real, you know, unopened gift.
You know
she
what?
Wrapped.
I
got
to defend that because it could have been new and it could have been tempting.
Oh, no.
No.
Because she also gave my sister a used candle.
Oh. Yeah, how do you know it was used?
This is the poor aunt. This is the rich aunt.
That's a violation.
That's
hysterical.
Yeah, it's a technical violation. It's
no,
a foul.
The reason I was talking about that is because I had to quickly wrap a gift for my brother that had to do with a gaming system that Katie saw that I had gotten for him, and she eyed it like, well, he's not going to get it for another couple of weeks, so why don't we use it? So I had to wrap it quickly so that she wouldn't tear into the box and then try to reseal it and then rewrap it.
But if it's a candle.
The candle with the burnt wick on the top.
Right.
That's bad.
Do you think there's anyone listening right now who will admit that they are currently using someone's Christmas gift? And
that's
then on
funny.
Christmas
Absolutely.
Eve, they're going to pack it back up like they...
Not a gift.
Yes.
Not a present.
Absolutely.
Melissa just said
system,
Katie Joe did it.
If it's a gaming system, it's a video game. If it's absolutely...
So, it's like
right now.
I'm looking for like a parents who've got their kids' Xbox in the master bedroom, like hidden in dad's dresser drawer.
Testing it out, Jeff. That's what they're doing is testing it out for Christmas.
Making sure it works.
Right.
That's right.
Been testing it out for 3 weeks
that's
now.
Right.
It's working pretty
it's
well.
It's working great.
Hey, The Bird Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville. Calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.